time for World Sport now from the BBC with me, John Bennett. Coming up, Chelsea make history after their Wembley triumph over Portsmouth.
Terry puts one hand on the FA Cup. Lampard puts one hand on the FA Cup. Up comes the lid and up goes the cup.
Away from football, Red Bull dominate qualifying again, this time in Monaco. We hear from Mark Webber, who's on pole. And it's the dream final at the Madrid Masters. Rafael Nadal will play Roger Federer for the title. First to Wembley, where the Premier League champions Chelsea beat Portsmouth 1-0 to win the 2010 FA Cup. In an entertaining match, Didier Drogba scored the only goal from a free kick. Both sides missed the penalty. Chelsea now join a select group of clubs who've completed a league and FA Cup double. From Wembley, the BBC's John Murray reports.
Well, what an odd FA Cup final this was. It was inexplicable how it was still goalless at half-time. Portsmouth's crossbar and posts were struck 5 times. That included the most glaring of misses by Kalou. Portsmouth, who themselves had one very good first-half chance, were more perky after the break and had such a good chance to take the lead when Din Dan won a penalty. But Boateng scuffed the spot kick, Cech saved with his feet, and within 4 minutes, Drogba scored from a free kick what turned out to be the double clinching goal. There was still time for Din Dan to miss a couple of opportunities to equalise, and for Lampard to miss the target from the penalty spot, the first time 2 penalties have been missed in an FA Cup final. It was a most unusual affair.
Well, let's hear from Chelsea's winning captain now, John Terry, who told the BBC's Alistair Bruce Ball how he and his teammates were feeling.
What an amazing day today. You know, a bit of a tough game. We had some chances early on. Hit the woodwork 5 or 6 times first half, but one of them days we come strong, great goal from Didier.
What were you thinking then when you keep hitting the woodwork in the first half, then concede the penalty? You might be thinking, this is not our day.
I mean, that does go through your head, but the reason why we're top of the league and we've won the FA Cup, because, you know, we're the best team, we've got great determination, and we never give up, and that's what we've done. It was important, we said at half-time, just keep going, we'll get another chance and we have to take it.
What about the playing service, John? There was a lot of talk about that before the game, how was it?
It was, you know, not good enough for a Wembley pitch. I think the FA have to realise this is either a football pitch or an event stadium. You know, this is the worst pitch I've played on all year, and to work so hard for the FA Cup final, you know, I've sat there as a kid watching these games and watching the lovely service at the old Wembley. Today's simply not good enough. You know, it's not acceptable. Ruined a good game.
As for Portsmouth, as they prepare for life in the Championship next season after relegation from the Premier League, there are still question marks over the future of their manager, Avram Grant, but he hasn't made any decisions.
I don't know, but we need to take a decision. I was first priority was for Portsmouth, and I was waiting, still waiting, to see what's happened. And I think the administrator said that everything has become better. But we need to see the facts that everything will become better, because it was exciting year for me. But I don't want another year like this, not even half of this.
Meanwhile, Chelsea's Michael Ballack is having a scan on an injured ankle after limping off during the first half of Chelsea's victory. The German captain, who's out of contract at the end of the season, could have played his last match for the club. At Hampden Park, Dundee United beat Ross County by 3-0 to win the Scottish FA Cup final. And the German champions Bayern Munich are on track to win an historic treble after lifting the German Cup thanks to a 4-0 win over Werder Bremen. Bayern, who faced Inter Milan in the Champions League final next Saturday, went in front through Ian Robben's first half penalty before Ivica Olic doubled their lead in the 51st minute. Frank Ribery and Bastian Schweinsteiger added 2 more to cap a memorable season for Bayern. The league titles in Spain and Italy will be decided on Sunday. In Spain, Barcelona need to beat the strugglers Valladolid at home to retain their Premier League title. Real Madrid, who are just 1 point behind, travel to Malaga, another relegation-threatened team. It makes for an intriguing final day because all 4 sides have something to play for, and the Spanish football reporter Guillaume Balague says it's already been a terrific campaign.
Real Madrid and Barcelona with amazing stats, 96 points and 95 points, 2 records in terms of points in 1 season, 30 victories Barcelona, 31 victories in 1 season for Real Madrid. It's just been 2 giants trying to catch each other, but as you said, playing against Valladolid, who they have a little bit of a chance to survive, and Malaga as well.
On Saturday, there was late drama in the race for the fourth and final Champions League qualifying spot in Spain. Sevilla needed a goal in the 4th minute of injury time by Rodri to give them the win they needed to finish fourth. They beat Almeria 3-2. That meant heartbreak for Real Mallorca, who beat Espanyol 2-0 at home, but finished 5th. In Italy, the Serie A title race has also come down to the last game, with Jose Mourinho's Inter Milan leading Roma by 2 points. Inter bidding to become the first Italian team to win the treble, are away to Siena, looking to win the Scudetto for a fifth successive time. But anything less than 3 points could give Roma a chance at Chievo, as the Italian football reporter Beppe Severini has been telling us.
Inter can only lose the championship at this point, but we'll know what happens. I think the possibility of adding a double is important, and of course Inter is the only one who could actually, with Bayern, of course, could actually do a treble. In Italian, it's tripletta, and of course they're going to be concentrated. As a fan, I think the problem for all teams in this situation is where they panic or they are not concentrated enough. I don't think Inter and Mourinho will panic. They have not so far. And definitely they're going to be really concentrated.
On Saturday, Leonardo signed off as AC Milan coach in style as his side beat Juventus 3-0 with goals for Ronaldinho. Milan finished third. Juventus will have to settle for seventh outside the European places. Elsewhere, Lazio beat 10-man Udinese 3-1. Lyon beat Le Mans 2-0 to finish second in the French league and claim the last automatic Champions League berth. Lille and Montpellier qualified for next season's Europa League. Motor racing now, and Mark Webber will be on pole for Sunday's Monaco Formula One Grand Prix. He was the quickest in qualifying ahead of Renault's Robert Kubica and his Red Bull teammate Sebastian Vettel. The reigning world champion Jenson Button finished in eighth. Red Bull have continued their record of taking pole for every one of this season's six races, and this is Mark Webber's third.
Today's lap just all came together, and nice clean exits, and the car was again a pleasure, and it's a bit of not a broken record, but the guys again have worked incredibly hard together, a team effort.
So was a very, to get pole at Monaco is a nice feeling, obviously. So the lap, the heart rate's up, you've got to be very precise, and it's a great challenge for the drivers, so I'm very happy to be here.
One notable absentee from qualifying was Ferrari's Fernando Alonso, who crashed into the barriers during final practice. He'll start Sunday's race from the back of the grid in a spare car. Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal will contest the Madrid Masters tennis final for a second successive year after both got through tricky semi-finals. Federer beat David Ferrer of Spain in three sets. Nadal came from behind to beat his Spanish compatriot Nicolas Almagro, also in three sets. And Nadal says the tough matches are good preparation for the forthcoming French Open.
I prefer wins in two sets if it's possible, but the truth is when you have tough matches like I did, that I had in Rome semi-finals against Gulbis, today against Almagro, and when you finish these matches with victories, a lot of confidence, and seriously, I think I need this kind of matches too, no? Sure, we think about Roland Garros, these matches can be a very good preparation too.
The women's final will be contested between fourth seed Venus Williams and the unseeded Aravan Rezai after both players enjoyed comfortable semi-final wins. Williams defeated Israel's Shahar Pir 6-3, 6-love in just 66 minutes. Rezai secured her spot in the final when her opponent Lucy Safarova of the Czech Republic retired after losing the first set 6-1. To cycling, Australia's Cadel Evans of the BMC team won the seventh stage of the Giro d'Italia, a gruelling 222-kilometre ride. Astana's Alexander Vinokourov takes the race leader's pink jersey. Before we go, our top story again. Chelsea beat Portsmouth 1-0 at Wembley to win the FA Cup and secure their first FA Cup and league double in their history. That's the latest World Sports.